USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
European Union officials are upset about the tariffs on steel and aluminum imports to the United States, calling it American protectionism and vowing to impose similar tariffs on products heading for the United States. The EU, Canada, and Mexico being slapped with a 25% tariff on steel, 10% on aluminum. Talks continue ahead of a possible meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying,
Vice Chairman Kim Jong-chol is now planning to travel to Washington to deliver a personal letter from Chairman Kim Jong-un.
That's expected on Friday. North Korea's state-run media said the commitment to denuclearization is unchanged, consistent, and fixed. An apology from comedian Samantha Bee after taking an obscene shot at First Lady Ivanka Trump. Bee sending out a tweet with an apology after a comment on Bee's TBS show. The White House pressing TBS and Time Warner to discipline her for making the obscene comment. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn-Root. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
President Trump issuing another pardon. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
Conservative commentator Dinesh D'Souza was charged with breaking campaign finance laws, and he pleaded guilty in the case, but hasn't served any prison time. The case involved donations made to former New York Republican Senate candidate Wendy Long. President Trump says D'Souza was treated very unfairly by the government, and that's why he's granting him a full pardon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Meantime, in Ellicott City, Maryland, they're getting ready for another round of rain. They were just hit with devastating flooding, and now more is on the way. The main street shut down, and city crews are working to clear out the streets so they'll drain better as more rain rolls through. In Tennessee, a $35,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of the man they believe shot and killed a sheriff's deputy on Wednesday. The search is on for Stephen Wiggins, who's accused of shooting Sergeant Daniel Baker, responding to reports of a suspicious vehicle just west of Nashville. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Spain, the prime minister could soon be out after news of a corruption scandal breaks. There appears to be enough support to get him out of office, and it could happen on Friday when Parliament meets. Mariano Rajoy is one of the longest-serving prime ministers, and many who are close to him are facing charges of operating a kickback scheme. His opposition wants a socialist administration put in place before another election, which could mean Pedro Sanchez will step back in as the new prime minister. But if Rajoy steps down, the deputy prime minister could take over. In the wake of the deadly school shootings, more and more concerned parents are considering the option of teaching their children at home. USA Radio's John Clements.
The Washington Times spoke to Brian D. Ray of the National Home Education Research Institute of Salem, Oregon. He spoke about school safety that has increasingly become an issue for parents looking at teaching their kids at home. Mr. Ray told the Washington Times desires by the parents include teaching religious instruction or different values than those offered in public education, dissatisfaction with the academic curriculum, and worries about the school environment, including safety. I'm John Clemens.
At the White House, they believe there's still cause for concern over how the FBI handled the Russia investigation.
Certainly, the president feels that there is cause for concern and it should be looked at. Like I just said, the deputy director of the FBI was fired for misconduct.
The White House press secretary responding to comments made by Trey Gowdy, who says he's seen nothing to substantiate President Trump's claim the FBI planted a spy in his campaign. This is USA Radio News.